Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
I want to begin this morning in Sweden, where we're hearing reports that six Irish people have been airlifted from the summit of the highest mountain in the country after being stranded there overnight in freezing temperatures. I'm joined by Rickard Svedjesten, the president of the Swedish Mountain Rescuers National Organisation, and by Irish journalist in Sweden, Philip O'Connor. Philip, can you tell us first, what do you understand what happened?
As far as I know, Philip, six Irish citizens bit off just a little bit more than they could chew yesterday afternoon when they went out for a Sunday afternoon stroll. They decided they were going to take on Kebnekaise, which is the highest peak in Sweden, as you mentioned, at around about 2,100 metres. Now, just to put that in an Irish context, that's about twice the size of Carrantuohl. So they set off up the mountain and, you know, it's August. You would expect it to be beautiful. The weather indeed here, I'm sitting talking to you in beautiful sunshine. But autumn came last week and temperatures have subsequently dropped. The mountain is about 1,000 kilometres north of Stockholm, where I'm speaking to you from, and more importantly, it's about 150 kilometres inside the Arctic Circle. So obviously the higher you go, the colder it gets. But what seems to have happened last night is that the Irish citizens got to a point where they could neither go up to the top of the mountain or take themselves back down. There seems to have been very high winds up there and they basically got stuck. So they were stuck there overnight, one of them reportedly wearing shorts up Sweden's highest mountain, and they had to be airlifted to safety. Now apparently they were also separated into two groups, which obviously makes it harder to work your way down. So they had to be picked up. The first three were picked up and reported safe at around about 8:15 Central European time this morning. And then the second group, the helicopter went back up and airlifted the second group to safety. I had that confirmed there about half an hour ago. But they're all safe. They're all suffering a little bit from hypothermia, very cold as you might imagine, but no broken bones and no injuries as far as I know.
Good to hear that they're all well. How incredibly Swedish that they got good mobile signal on top of the highest mountain in the country.
Well, you know, if I was one of the mobile operators here, I'd be putting a campaign together, especially if I operated in Ireland, just to say that this would work. It's one of those things that's fantastic about this country. You will get a 4G or a 5G or a 3G signal pretty much anywhere. But it's also very important for incidents just like this. And this is one of, you know, the enjoyable parts of Swedish society, that somebody actually thought, you know what, it might be a very good idea if people were able to contact other people if they happen to get stuck up this mountain. So it's a very typically Swedish thing, but it also shows the level of preparation that people go to, Philip. So the real sort of objection this morning, or the only sort of negative coverage this morning, has been, okay, these six chancellors went up there in shorts. They obviously weren't prepared. The Swedes have a saying that, you know, there's no such thing as bad weather. There's only bad clothing. And our friend in the shorts will be held up now as an example of that in the future. I think a Swede or a native-born Swede going up there who's used to wandering in the mountains, it's a very popular pastime here, they would have had the right boots and the right trousers and a rucksack with food and that. But at least our friends had a mobile phone and they were able to call for help when they needed it.
All right. I'm also, as I said, joined by the president of the Swedish Mountain Rescuers National Organisation, Rickard Svedjesten. Do we need to apologise to you this morning, Rickard?
No, you don't have to need to apologise. It's a very common thing, actually, this time of year. In August, September, it seems to be a really good weather at the daytime. The sun is up and it's warm. But when it's when it's this time of year and into the autumn, it can get really cold and very windy at the night time. So you don't have to apologize about this. But the biggest problem is the same in Sweden, actually. You don't get prepared about the weather. So as Philip mentioned here, they had bad equipment, bad clothing and so on. And they thought they was on other mountain than they were. So the mountain rescuer in that area had to, they starting to walk last night because they couldn't get the helicopter up because it was too cloudy. So as Philip just mentioned, they get the airlift this morning and everyone is fine.
The other thing that's amazing about this, in addition to having mobile signal up there, is there was a hut for them.
Yeah, we have a pretty good mobile signal in the whole Swedish mountain ridge, actually. But you have some wireless and some peaks, you don't have any signal. So that's one of the things. You have to prepare yourself and check with locals and so on. Do I have a signal here, or Do we need some other equipment if we need some help and so on?
Rickard, do Swedish people make this mistake or is it nearly always foreign tourists?
Yeah. No, it's everybody can do this mistake, and that's the biggest problem we have here in the mountain rescue in Sweden, because some people don't check the weather forecast before they go on the trip.
Okay.
And our brother organization in Ireland, the mountain rescue in Ireland, they have so many tips, and if you go on their website, you can check what shall you prepare if you go up in the mountain, even if you go up in the Irish mountain and so on. And my opinion, the mountain trip start at home. So start to prepare your trip at home with all the equipment, check the forecast, and talk to people.
Philip, you are, as you said, 1,000 kilometres away from them, but if somebody was in shorts, sure as hell somebody among the six was also in a county jersey. Have we any idea yet on which county can claim ownership of these guys?
Not just yet. I would imagine that there is a GAA club about 300 kilometres from there in Luleå, so I wouldn't be surprised if one of their jerseys wound up there. But I shall dedicate my day to finding out. Initially, when I first heard it, I actually thought there was Cork supporters on the run from the All-Ireland final results. But as I say, I'll try to confirm that. And just if I could, Philip, I'd like to say a huge thanks to Rickard and to everybody working with Mountain Rescue in this country on behalf of the Irish community here. It means a lot to us that they would do what they did last night and this morning.
Indeed, and we shall dedicate ourselves to getting in contact with Kerry Mountain Rescue and finding out had they at any point in their history ever taken six Swedes from the top of Carrantool. It seems the only way to balance this one out. Philip O'Connor in Stockholm and Rickard Svedjestan, thank you very much. We're taking a look at the reopening of society from COVID restrictions after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.